The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hi, I'm Ben. I suffer from a condition called writer's block. It strikes when I'm at work. That's why I choose Canva Magic Write. It works fast, generating texts in seconds, thanks to AI.
Common side effects include increased productivity, compliments from coworkers, feelings of satisfaction.
Now I can say bye-bye to writer's block.
Ask your boss if Canva Magic Write is right for you at canva.com, designed for work.
It's Tuesday, May 23rd, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. A growing reliance on technology among SMBs, a spotlight on cloud, IT security, and MSPs amid market shifts. And ransomware gangs abandon traditional tools for stolen logins and malware as a service. This is the Business of Tech. Let's cut the FUD. Don't let anyone scare you from selling VoIP because compliance is hard. With their newest managed compliance service, OIT VoIP removes compliance headaches from the picture while you retain control of your client relationships. Get started selling faster than ever. Visit oit.co/mspradio to learn more today. Tech Isle with some technology adoption numbers. 78% of small businesses and 97% of mid-market businesses consider technology to be somewhat or very important to their success. And 28% of small and 43% of mid-market firms report that they've become more dependent on technology over the past 12 months. 87% of SMBs are increasing their IT security and cloud services management to partners, including MSPs. And this tidbit, MSPs are hardly the only source of managed services. More than 60% of VARs, service providers, and system integrators sell managed services today, but there's been no increase in managed services activities in all these channels compared to 7 years ago. Worldwide cloud infrastructure services spending increased 19% to $66.4 billion in Q1 2023, according to Canalys. Overall investment in the market slowed by 20%, despite the growth. AWS, Microsoft Azure, and Google Cloud collectively grew 22% compared to 26% in Q4 of 2022 and account for 64% share of customer spending in Q1 2023. Why do we care? Anurag's analysis in the blog is very vendor-focused, so if you're a vendor, he has the insights for you. For providers, this data says two things. First, yes, your customers continue to need you, so feel good about that dependency on technology as your role is sticking around. Second was the insight about the lack of growth of managed services outside those specializing in it. My take, there's often a self-importance of MSP as the only business model that matters in delivering IT services. Don't believe the hype. It's one way of many, and other mixes of service offerings can deliver healthy results too, particularly with that growth in the cloud, which is still strong. A new ransomware trend? Gangs are more reliant on stolen logins and malware as a service, per law enforcement. Last year, nearly 3 in 10 ransomware attacks started with attackers using a stolen password, according to Sophos's State of Ransomware report. And how about this from Axios? Quote, before the 2021 ransomware attack on Colonial Pipeline, many more attacks started through malicious deployment tools, such as cracked versions of Cobalt Strike, per Don Smith, Vice President of Threat Research at SecureWorks, telling Axios. Now, most gangs have ditched those tools, which have also attracted law enforcement and private sector attention, in favor of stolen passwords and info-stealer malware. Quote, "It's growing significantly," Smith said. "It's healthy. You would almost argue that it's mature." Why do we care? With the tactics of ransomware gangs shifting to keep up with changing defense strategies, I wanted to pose this question today. How many vendors in this space are embracing passkeys? The standard is in the market. The technology is increasingly available. And if the number is low, why aren't providers pushing vendors on this? I've long observed that IT providers are squeezed on security liability between customers needing help and vendors assuming little to no risk for their products. While that may change, particularly as we consider the recent executive orders from the White House, it hasn't yet, and providers should immediately see the benefits from the products they use being protected by passkeys and moving on to customer products. Just saying, while acknowledging user education is a headline solution, eliminating passwords is right there in the mix. Thanks for listening. Today, National Drinking with Chickens Day. I kid you not. Find a chicken and have a cocktail. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.